This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A six-year-old boy shot his first-grade teacher, Abigail Zwerner, while she taught a classroom of 20 students at Richneck Elementary School in Virginia last Friday. The boy shot Zwerner with a 9mm Taurus handgun he took from his home. Officials say the boy is unlikely to be charged, but his parents could be criminally culpable depending on whether or not they properly secured the weapon. The teacher, Zwerner, was shot through her hand and the bullet lodged in her upper chest. Zwerner survived the shooting and has been hailed as a hero. She managed to safely escort students out of the classroom after she was wounded. It was the third school shooting in the school district in the last 18 months. Virginia doesn't have a law that specifies how to secure guns in a home, but it does have a misdemeanor law meant to protect children 14 and younger from access to firearms. The student's mother legally purchased the gun used in the shooting. The child's parents could be charged with reckless endangerment or child neglect under Virginia law. In recent years, several adults have been charged in Virginia after a child has fired an unsecured gun. In what appears to be a sour grapes vote, due to his anger over investigations into his own illegal and unethical conduct, Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke accused Democrats on Tuesday of weaponizing the federal government to persecute Republicans, using himself as an example and calling for a House investigation into the, quote, deep state. The twice-elected representative and disgraced former Interior Secretary spoke as House Republicans voted to create a subcommittee to investigate federal investigators. The deep state refers to non-political appointee federal government workers who are not turned out of office during transfers of power. The employees are viewed by some politicians as deeply entrenched partisans. On a party-line vote, Republicans created the Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government. Members of the 8 Republican, 5 Democrat subcommittee were not readily identified, though Republican Jim Jordan of Ohio was recognized as chairman. The creation of the committee was seen as a concession granted to Freedom Caucus members in exchange for their support of Representative Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker. Jordan is a caucus leader who backed McCarthy last week as a small faction of caucus members repeatedly nominated Jordan as an alternative. Both Zinke and Eastern Montana Representative Matt Rosendale voted for the subcommittee. Zinke spoke directly Tuesday to his brief term as Secretary of the Department of Interior, during which liberal nonprofits filed multiple public records requests concerning Zinke, producing information that led to investigations of Zinke by the Interior Department's Inspector General. Zinke resigned from the Trump-appointed position in disgrace after the Department of the Interior's Office of the Inspector General found that Zinke involved himself in negotiations concerning a whitefish commercial development from which he profited. The development involved land owned by a nonprofit Veterans Park Foundation that Zinke created. Zinke used government resources and staff in advancing that project and others, which posed conflicts of interest for the Interior Secretary. In another investigation, the Inspector General found that Zinke lied to investigators about conversations he had with lobbyists and lawmakers concerning a tribal casino in Connecticut. The Blue Angels will be performing a short flyover in Billings on Friday, January 13th, in advance of the summer of 2023 Yellowstone International Air Show, slated for August 12th and 13th. The Yellowstone International Air Show has a lineup of events featuring the Navy's best aviators with the world-famous Blue Angels. This sneak peek appearance by one of the Angels is scheduled for January 13th at 12:45 p.m. The Navy jet will be loud and precise as it flies into Billings for a short visit in preparation for the Yellowstone International Air Show. The summer's event will include World War II vintage planes, an A-10 Warthog, along with more modern planes. It's been 13 years since the last major air show in Billings. The last was held in the summer of 2001. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.